The Worry of Daily Life. Do not worry. Jesus went through Galilee and the surrounding regions, preaching the good news about God's kingdom and healing everyone who was brought to him. Large crowds followed him, so he went up a hill, sat down, and began to teach them. One of the lessons had to do with worrying about the daily needs of life. Jesus told them, "No one can serve two masters. You will end up hating one and loving the other, or you will be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. This is why I tell you, do not be worried about the things in your life. Don't worry about what you will eat or drink, or about what clothes you will wear. Isn't life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds. They do not plant seeds, harvest the food, and put it in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them every day. Aren't you worth more than the birds? Who of you, by worrying, can add one moment to your lifespan? And why do you worry about the fashions or the clothes you will wear? Take a look at the various wildflowers in the many fields around you. They do not sow or shop for the latest fashions, but I tell you that not even King Solomon, with all his wealth, had clothes as beautiful as one of these flowers. If God can clothe the field with such splendor, which blooms today and is gone tomorrow, won't he take care of providing the clothes that you need? What little faith you have. So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat?' or 'What shall we wear?' The people living in the world who don't have any use for God are always concerned about these things. Your Father in heaven knows all the things that you need. First seek God's kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Do not worry about tomorrow's trouble. Live one day at a time, and know that each day will bring its own challenge." This reading is found in the New Testament, the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 24 through 34. It's also found in the book of Luke, chapter 12, verses 22 through 31. And chapter 16, verse 13.